Government spokesman Abdi Haji Gubdan says the two leaders agreed on several issues during their talks in Addis Ababa. But the most important involves Somali President Abdullahi Yusuf's decision to accept the dismissal of Mogadishu's mayor and the regional governor, Mohamed Dera.
They agreed to change the governor of regional of the Banadir and mayor of Mogadishu. The president is accepting now. I don't have exactly what they agreed, but that's the most important.
For months, President Yusuf is said to have disapproved of Prime Minister Nur Ade Hassan Hussein's attempt to reconcile with opposition groups, leading a bloody anti-government, anti-Ethiopian insurgency in Somalia. Simmering differences between the two leaders widened into an open feud late last month when Prime Minister Hussein fired Mogadishu Mayor Mohamed Dera for financial mismanagement and for failing to secure the Somali capital. President Yusuf vehemently opposed the dismissal, arguing that only he had the power to act in such cases. 10 ministers allied with President Yusuf resigned in protest, and supporters of the president and parliament have threatened to pass a vote of no confidence in the prime minister. Alarmed by the situation, neighboring Ethiopia, which sent tens of thousands of troops in Somalia in late 2006 to oust Somalia's Islamist movement and install the transitional federal government in power, summoned both Somali leaders to Addis Ababa for urgent talks. In an interview last week with the British Financial Times newspaper, Ethiopian Foreign Minister Sayoum Mesfin called the political infighting the biggest obstacle to bringing stability to Somalia. U.S.-based Somalia analyst Michael Weinstein says he is convinced that cash-strapped and war-weary Ethiopia wants to establish conditions in Somalia which can allow it to withdraw the bulk of its troops as soon as possible. Weinstein says Foreign Minister Sayoum's comments may reflect Addis Ababa's growing impatience with President Yusuf, who has repeatedly resisted any moves to share power and has caused political instability before. Last October, Mr. Yusuf ousted Ali Mohamed Gedi as Prime Minister after a rift opened up between them over oil exploration contracts with foreign firms. Despite the criticisms from Ethiopia, Weinstein says President Yusuf is not likely to back off from attempts to retain as much power as he can.
Yusuf is banking on they're not going to drop recognition of the TFG, which is the only threat that really matters to him. And second of all, he believes that he can buy off Parliament. There's a lot of disaffection with Nur Ade among the old MP warlord interests. And so he thinks he can be able to swing Parliament behind him.
Ethiopia's backing of Mr. Yusuf played a critical role in his rise to the presidency of the interim government in 2004. Alicia Rubio, News, Nairobi.